We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, man, I'm getting tongue-tied here. Let's bring Maxie into the conversation here and talk some sports on the morning news with Dave Lee. Henry Lake in for Dave Lee today and tomorrow. Maxie, I hope that you had an awesome weekend. How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. It was, I don't know what your weekend was like, but mine was, it was pretty boring, which can be good. Like, Saturday, it was sunny. It was nice. Ran some errands. Ran to our favorite spot. We both go to Lifetime, so I went to Lifetime on Saturday. I went and worked out again yesterday.
Yep.
I know, right? And so, but yeah, it was boring can be good, right? Because you need to get
boring
that little
can be good.
Relaxation.
Yeah. I got fitted for a gas mask, from in case I covered the if there's any unrest.
Yep.
So that was a little bit unnerving. And then I hosted a I'm gonna have him on tonight. In fact, I'm gonna have them both on tonight. Kevin Warren and Tony Dungy were in town, and we did a thing with about 10 people, and I hosted it with them. And Q&A on everything that's been going on in the Twin Cities and his leaders, what they see. Of course, Kevin, the Big Ten commissioner, and Tony, the Super Bowl champion coach. It was really interesting to hear their take on it. So it was fun to be around them, and just, you know, no right answers, but just to visit and talk about all the things that have been going on here and the role that they can play. And and then yesterday I went and did something. Kerwin Walton, the great player that's playing in North Carolina from Hopkins, his dad teaches him. He's personal trainer, basically. He's got a place called Drive that they do great work. And I watched Kerwin go through his workout yesterday, and I wish all kids could see it, because he, you know, he's a great 3-point shooter, as you know, Henry. And he shoots, I'll bet he shoots for 20 minutes. He shoots 3-footers and 4-footers just to make sure that his fundamentals are so sound. And it was just incredible to watch, because he's an incredibly talented shooter with, you know, maybe NBA future, but it was really interesting, because, you know, the reason I say it is kids want to come out and jack up threes all the time, and you know, as soon as they walk on the floor, as you know, Henry, they want to start shooting threes. And I watched him
understand.
Take 3-footers and 4-footers. His footwork was just perfect, you know.
They have to understand how much training goes into it, because you saw him with the basketball trainer, and then I think that we both know his weight trainer at Lifetime, Ashley. She does a phenomenal job working young guys. Yeah, out at St. Louis Park. And I know
Hyde and Dawson Garcia, all those guys go through that. Yeah.
Yep. So there's a lot of training that a lot of these athletes at an early age done. They don't really know what goes into it. There's a ton of it that goes into it.
And just trying to do it right.
Yeah, you had a lot of fun, it sounds like, over the course of the weekend. Who didn't have fun was the Minnesota Twins.
Because, no.
Yeah, man, the postponements. And now it looks like they're not going to have a game today, but they'll have a doubleheader tomorrow. Assuming that everybody clears, you know, the COVID-19 protocols, they'll have a doubleheader with Oakland.
Yeah, and you know, you're at a point now where you do have to look at how we're going to get all these games in, because you're going to have to make up two with Anaheim, et cetera, at some point in time. And so you start with a doubleheader against Oakland, and yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not saying anybody ever thinks that we're over this, but I felt like we were in the back end of it, and all of a sudden you get, you know, three games called off, and it starts with Simmons, and it moves. But, yeah, and they're still going to have to pass the test today. As long as they test them twice today, man, that's got to be unnerving after a while, Henry. I mean, you sit around and wait for a test. I don't know if they can work out or not, or what their restrictions are, but you see it with other teams, and you don't expect it to be the team you get. And of course, we've seen it with the Wild. They had to sit out for a week. Now we see it with the Twins. Yeah, that's a lot of carnage we've seen, and they got your baseball so based on rhythm and everything else, and they're going to have to try to make up for it tomorrow because they hadn't been playing very well either, Henry. That game on Friday night really got away from them against the Angels.
It's going to be interesting when it's all said and done how many, like, I want to know from talking to Twins players how many COVID tests that they've taken over the course of the last couple of years. It's got to be a million tests, it seems like.
Yeah, and they're lucky they got the rapid testing. Well, most of us don't have access to that. Everyone I've taken, you get your results back hopefully within 24 hours. But at least they have that, I guess. But, God, with all the I assume, and maybe they haven't kicked in yet, but I would assume that all baseball players are vaccinated by now. I think they got it the last couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you. All right, Maxie, we will check in with you next hour.
You got it. Thanks, Henry.
All right, take care. That's Mike Max checking in here on the Morning News with Dave Lee. Henry Lake in for Dave Lee here on CCO. We'll take a break, take another look at weather and traffic, and then there was something that I saw on Twitter last night that was absolutely mind-blowing that I know that Steve Simpson saw and he's been talking about over the course of the news updates throughout the show. I'll get to it next year. Henry Lake in for Dave Lee on the Morning News. It is now currently 7:48.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.